Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KLP News Desk, and it's time for your KLPRadio.com News Break for March 28th, 2024.
A hailstorm earlier this month has damaged thousands of solar panels at the 350-megawatt Fighting Jays Solar Farm near Damon in Fort Bend County. Golf ball-sized hail and larger fell on the area. March 15th, and aerial footage showed just how bad that damage was to the panels, which are made out of a mixture of materials. The solar farm's website says insurance policies are in place to cover catastrophic events like hailstorms. What's worrying some residents are some of the chemicals in those panels that might seep into the ground and the water, causing health problems. Wharton County Ag Extension Agent Corey Bowen talked to KULP yesterday about that.
3,300 acres of a solar farm in Needville got hit with a hailstorm. It's getting national attention. It also get attention in Wharton County because we're also seeing the increase in the solar farms over the last 3 years. And it should. It's a new industry. People are worried about water contamination. Local residents concerned with the quality of their well water. But I will tell you, Russell, that what I think as this story develops, it'll also get attention of surface water quality, too. And it probably should.
Do we know yet, Corey Bowen, what this might have the potential of being able to do to the groundwater as far as maybe releasing toxins into it or anything like that?
I don't know we know the full impact yet. EPA does do some leach testing from the panels to see if hazardous materials have leached. Other news sources say that so far it's not showing anything, but the local authorities and EPA are giving it attention. There is a test per EPA that hazardous waste testing on solar panels has indicated that different varieties of solar panels have different metals present in the semiconductor and in the solder.
Do we know what these in Damon contain?
That's the thing. They haven't commented on that. Larger solar panel farms tend to use the panels that contain cadmium telluride, and that can be known to be toxic. But not all panels contain that. But the larger farms, and this is one of the larger ones, 3,300 acres. It is a large farm, but in the news sources that I've seen and read, company that operates a solar farm has not commented on that. So the EPA is doing their tests. So while solar panels can contain toxic substances as cadmium telluride and copper, indium gallium diselenide, in solar cells they are found in solid form in a thin film that usually only becomes an environmental concern when disposing of them. But because they contain those materials, they should be considered hazardous materials. But if they're the panels that don't contain these hazardous materials, then they'll probably be considered for general waste and not hazardous waste. According to other news sources, hazmat crews have visited the area and so far have found no contamination, but it has also been said that Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is investigating and could have an update as soon as Friday. That should, based on the date of this, that should be day after tomorrow. But neighbors are concerned. They want to see results as they continue to deal with the fallout from that hailstorm. It's one that they'll never forget. But TCEQ will probably involve the Texas Soil Water Conservation Board to look at contamination to surface water. But we have already seen statewide how these solar farms tend to escape all the other regulations that are in place for the other industries. Soil erosion, clear-cutting land, and it seems like they can get away with whatever they want to. And that is part of the concern. Hopkins County is one. They're seeing severe soil erosion because of the way they come in and clear-cut, and other industries, other commercial industry can't do that. Well, they tend to get away with it, and that's probably a root of concern here. Is these panels sit out there, and it's not addressed properly. They're not going to make good neighbors, I guarantee you that.
That is Wharton County Ag Extension Agent Corey Bowen. One of the first suspects to be arrested by police for the circumstances surrounding the death of Columbus resident Keaton Hancock and subsequently the death of Eagle Lake resident Jonathan Segura was convicted, awaiting his sentence date. Dagan Mendoza, the first suspect to turn himself in, was supposed to start his jury trial last Monday, but the defense proposed a plea deal to the court that would potentially prevent Mendoza from seeing jail time. Despite the plea proposal, the county court, under the supervision of Justice Jessica Crawford, convicted Mendoza for deadly conduct with a discharge of a firearm and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Mendoza, now awaiting a sentencing date May 20th. According to early reports by the Colorado County Citizen, Mendoza, Dante Lorenz Stevens, and Dontre Johnson were arrested and accused of deadly conduct with a firearm. According to witness statements at that time, Mendoza and Johnson used fully automatic weapons. Stevens allegedly used a handgun to shoot multiple rounds into a residence on North Walnut in the early morning of September 8th. Johnson got his conviction earlier in the year, taking on a 12-year sentence for a second-degree felony. Stevens begins his jury trial July 15th. In addition to the deadly assault with a weapons charge, Stevens has also been charged with capital murder. Mendoza turned himself in to authorities September 13th. Colorado County Sheriff's Office has been actively trying to ward off auto crimes in the county as they've been dealing with recent reports of truck thefts. The department received four separate reports of trucks being stolen off the properties. The reports range from areas in Sheridan, Rock Island, Garwood, and the county areas near Weimar. Of the four vehicles stolen, three were recovered by the sheriff's office. The unrecovered vehicle was first reported stolen in the early morning of March 21st, a week ago, south of Weimar. According to police, the vehicle was traveling towards Houston on I-10. About 4 p.m., Deputy Ohl witnessed the reported vehicle on the side of the road. All four doors were ajar. Five men were standing outside. As Ohl approached the scene, the occupants jumped in the vehicle and drove away towards the officer. Ohl tried to stop the vehicle. The party allegedly sped up and led the officer on a high-speed chase through heavy rain. Ohl chased the vehicle down several county roads to apprehend the suspects, but couldn't advance due to the weather. Lavaca County Sheriff's Office carried on the chase from there, but also had to give up due to the heavy rainfall. In a message from the Sheriff's Office, residents are encouraged to secure their vehicles and report any suspicious activity. The department insisted that residents' vigilance and cooperation are crucial in our joint efforts to ensure the safety of our communities. There's currently no reported connection between the four truck thefts.
And that's going to do it for your KelpieRadio.com news break for March 28th. I'm Russell Hill from the KelpieNewsDesk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.